I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth, stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ, I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. This is two evangelical Catholics with PhDs in common sense. And folks, common sense is not that common right now. Jesse, are you reporting for duty, sir?
I'm 10-8. I'm on duty for the Lord Jesus Christ and Holy Mother Church.
Amen, brother. Today, Jesse, we've got a great show. A good friend of ours, Tim Gordon, is going to be coming on. He actually just got fired from a Catholic high school he taught for, I think, 7 years. For what? For criticizing Black Lives Matter as a terrorist organization. You know, wow, he's going to be with us, and we'll ask him about that. Also, we're going to be talking about who is funding and leading Black Lives Matter. Who is it? We're going to be also talking about the war on policemen. What? Yes, there are cities right now trying to defund the police department and saying, we'll just have social workers take care of problems when you have an issue with the police. Are you kidding me? Yes.
Terry, it just happened in Los Angeles. In case you're up on breaking news, Garcetti just defunded the Los Angeles Police Department's new budget.
I just know the 2,500 people who got arrested for breaking the curfew and looting and doing all kinds of bad things. They are now, the city council says they're not going to have any negative effect. They're going to get scot-free, no money, no payment, no nothing. So they're being rewarded by bad behavior. And you wonder why it keeps going on? That's why I said, Jesse, there's common sense isn't that common right now. So we've got
same thing with Minneapolis.
Yep.
The Minneapolis prosecutor just released everybody from criminal charges in Minneapolis as well.
See, that's bad behavior. That's like your kids when they do something bad and you go, okay, let's go to 31 Flavors. You guys can do it again. This is the culture we're living in. And without Christ, you know, it's chaos. Let's be honest. Jess, before we get into all these topics, we love to read the Gospel of the Day from the Daily Mass. Would you please proclaim that reading from what we call soul food, the God's Word?
Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father," the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus is talking, our Lord is talking to the apostles, and he's saying, he's giving them two duties, or he's giving them two mandates. He's saying, number one, you're the salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
What does salt do for food? It does two things. It gives flavor to food, and it preserves food. So we're called to be the preservative of this culture, this Western civilization. Christianity preserves it. And Christianity is supposed to give it flavor. In other words, all the goodness that comes from Western civilization comes from Christianity. The second thing our Lord says is to us, to the apostles, and by extension to us, the baptized, you are the light of the world. Very interesting that in heaven, it's pure light, 24/7. And in hell, it's pure darkness. But that's also a metaphor. You're the light of the world. You're called to promote goodness, beauty, and truth, which is the exact opposite of what some of these anarchist organizations like Black Lives Matter and Antifa and others, they promote lies, deception, and evil, and everything that's ugly. And finally, our Lord says, if you want to know how to evangelize your family, evangelize friends, here's one sentence of many that can be said. He says, just so, your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. In other words, we just can't talk the talk. We have to walk the walk as well.
Well said, Jesse. And This is the time we're living in right now where darkness is really starting to prevail in a culture, and we need to show the light of Christ. Now, Bishop Sheen's quote, let's bring him in that locomotive train, please. Here it comes. Full Sheen ahead with Bishop Sheen, and he this is very appropriate for our topic today and the gospel, because Bishop Sheen says there is nothing that so much undermines the minds of people as the loss of the meaning of life. After all, if we do not know why we are here, why go on living? Well, Jesse, that is our situation right now. And I'm going to back this up 50 years ago. Once we tore apart the family with contraception, because that's what that did. It made the act of a husband and wife coming together and with unitive and the procreative aspects of God is designed. We broke that and we said, no, we're just here for pleasure. So we started having sex as recreation. And then we said,
it made it pure recreation, Terry. It made it pure recreation. Yeah.
And Jesse, what that did is it taught us no discipline, okay? And the family
got
no responsibility. And so here we are 50 years later, 55 years later, saying, well, we're going to defund the police in the second largest city in America. We're going to do all these crazy things that are godless, and we have total chaos. And that's what Bishop Sheen said. We've lost the purpose and meaning of life. And that's what we have here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. That's what the Catholic Church has been proclaiming for 2,000 years. And I'm going to be honest with you. Some of our greatest speakers, like Fulton Sheen, what happened to him last year? No, we're not going to beatify him. We can't. The church isn't ready for that. We need to have more global warming talks. We need to not talk about sin like Sheen would do. So here's my point, Jesse. The gospel says we're supposed to be the light. Fulton Sheen says a man that doesn't know his meaning and purpose of life will just cause chaos. Well, exhibit A, right now we have chaos all over the world.
Terry, what I'm seeing right now is just, I go back to St. Paul.
Yep.
He says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, look what he says. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress.
Yep.
For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money,
wow,
proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. This is happening right now. St. Paul is describing our present situation. And he also describes it in another verse. It goes to show you how accurate the Bible is. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 to 5. When I see the behavior of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all these other young anarchists out there. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible says, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching."
Wow.
"But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths." St. Paul, Terry, just described the culture of death.
Yep.
He just described secular humanist forces with their anti-God propaganda on radio, television, the courts, legislatures, universities. Mm-hmm. And this is, again, this is just another example. St. Paul is spot on as to what's happening right now. And he wrote this 2,000 years ago. And also Isaiah the prophet wrote about almost 3,000 years ago. "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Woe to those who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight." Terry, what we have right now is we have a diabolical disorientation in our society.
Yep.
And we have, As Sister Lucia said, the devil will go after the family right before the second coming of Christ. That will be the final assault of the devil. And we see it upon the black family. 73% of black babies, Terry, are born without a father. They're trying to create a dystopian society, a society based on dehumanization of people, a society based on fear, a society based on class warfare. This is what's happening right now. A society based on overcrowding and disease and homelessness and oppression. This is, Terry, what the devil through the secular progressive left is trying to do right now.
Jesse, there's a website that talks about abortion and how proportionately black babies are being executed every single day. Could you give us that website? I know it's in the
blackgenocide.org, blackgenocide.org. Yep. Anybody listening to the program, you need to go there and get the facts.
Yeah, and the facts are those lives are valuable. And what I see with Black Lives Matter, they don't even bring that up. So they're very selective, and I criticize them for that.
Terry, what about the black officers that have been killed during these riots?
No word about that.
No, you don't hear a peep about black officers who have been killed.
It's called selective
outrage.
Outrage, yeah.
Selective outrage.
There you go. And when we come back, Jesse, we're going to talk. I'm hoping Tim Gordon can join us, but if not, I have a great article from LifeSite News about a Catholic school fires teacher for criticizing Black Lives Matter as a terrorist organization. We'll do much more on that. But, Jess, you're going to have the men's conference coming up Saturday. Tim Gordon will be here, Ruben Nava. And, folks, if you want to join us for that, go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. And then the following week, Steve Ray will have a virtual pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And that'll be also with Virgin Most Powerful, our app, our YouTube channel, Facebook. Just go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. We hope to have Tim Gordon with us. If not, we're going to cover his situation. He says, we do not believe that such a person should be granted a platform to teach our students. And this is what the school said about Tim Gordon, and he's not qualified because bottom line, he's too conservative, right? And we'll talk more about that when we come back here on the Terry and Jesse Show. Charity with clarity. And you know what? Common sense, which isn't that common, is being talked about here on Virgin Most Powerful. The world is burning up because they don't have Jesus Christ. And we hope to help people fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. Don't turn that dial. We're going to inspire you and your family. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
Jesus said to the apostles in Luke chapter 10, "Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me." According to Saint Boniface, in her voyage across the ocean of this world, the church is like a great ship being pounded by the waves of life's different stresses. Our duty is not to abandon ship, but to keep her on course. May our Lord help us remain ever faithful to His church, to aid and defend her.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871. Because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio. Terry, what do you got there?
Well, first of all, Jesse, while we were breaking, I get my cell number, 661-972-7872. Isaac out in New Jersey just called me, and he says, Terry, I got to get back to work, but, you know, I just kind of woke up. I was red-pilled by your show.
Wow.
And he said that, he goes, you know, I'm coming back to church, I'm going to a Latin Mass, but how can we have a unified response to the corruption in the church? And I think that's a legitimate question. I think that's why we have Tim Gordon from his little apostolate. That's why we do a lot with LifeSite News, a church militant. Jesse, we network with all the people who are trying to help reform the church as a lay organization. And this is going to be necessary for us to really partner with all these good groups, that with the Catholic Answers, all these people that we need to do it. But, Jess, right now, Tim Gordon is not on the line like I was expecting, but this article from LifeSite News talks about him being fired. Now, I know
Give the bird's eye.
Okay, the bird's eye is the article. Okay, here it is. Gordon says something on a tweet that says that the BLM is a terrorist group, organization. And he sends this out, and then they use this, the school, because the people didn't like him because of his orthodoxy, because he said that when he went to the school
there. Tim is here.
Oh, Tim.
Is on.
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Tim, I'm so glad you're here, bro. I see you now. Tim, I was just saying how we need to be uniting all these organizations, Church Militant, LifeSite News, Tim Gordon, your group, all these groups, because we need a concerted effort to bring orthodoxy back into the church. And as Bishop Sheen said, who's going to save the church? It ain't going to be the clergy. He said it's going to be lay people like you, Tim. But I asked you to come on because you got fired from your teaching school in Bakersfield. Can you tell us the nuts and bolts of what's going on in your life? And why in the world would a good orthodox guy like you, who teaches the perennial teachings of the church, get kicked out?
Well, question asked, question answered, Terry, right? You teach the perennial teachings of the church at a diocesan school, and that's the number one thing you can do to get kicked out. Let me show you. I'm trying to see.
I see it.
Front page of – which way do I need to go here?
Right
front
there,
page
right
of
there,
the Bakersfield,
there,
Californian. Yeah. I left town for a few days. Let me flip it over. Here you go. I made the front page.
Yeah.
Fired Garces teacher stands by his posts on social media targeting – Black Lives Matter. At least they pulled a good picture of me there. That was the one silver lining. Very unfair treatment in the media.
Okay.
I was on the local news. I mean, Bakersfield's a bigger town than people think.
400,000 people. It's huge. It's about the 12th largest city in California. I checked it out. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's in the top 50 biggest cities in America. And so it's got a kind of hometown feel, but when the hometown turns against you, particularly the Catholic community here, they turn big, man. And so it feels like the walls are closing in around you. But let me tell you something.
Tell me.
I don't give a damn. I mean, I really don't care. Right is right.
Amen.
Right? BLM's a terrorist organization. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to say it louder. And it has been nice that all the little petty quibbling we do over, you know, how many angels are dancing on the head of a pin within traditional or just faithful Catholicism, because
sure.
It's not just the trads, it's trads plus faithful, you know, people of the, you know, Novus Ordo ear bend. Mm-hmm. We stop when there's a crisis, my crisis. I really thank people out there. They really have supported me, and it's been beautiful. And this is just my book, Rules for Retrogrades, being played out. We got to circle the wagons around conservatives when crisis strikes. So what happens is I tweeted out that BLM's a terrorist organization.
Okay.
A couple other pot shots I took at them, and there was a petition that went around the school, school community. Mm-hmm. And I think they got 146 names. I haven't counted how many were actually my students, but I think it was well under half I'd ever taught. Some of them weren't even students at the school. a lot of them were just doubling up brothers and sisters, were alum that I'd never taught. And they were just mad. They were just dissenting students that were mad that I taught contraception is wrong.
Good.
Abortion is wrong. Gay marriage is wrong. And these were some of the same ones that were eye rollers in class. And, you know, some also, it came down to something even more crass than that. They wanted higher grades, or I, you know, caught them before cheating, something like that. So this is just petty political revenge.
Yeah.
And yet it's christened in the popular media like this, where you can really, if I were an ordinary guy and not dysfunctional, where I like playing the opposition, I like playing in the home team's gym, in the away team's gym, mm-hmm. then this works on most people, I guess, but not on me.
I hear you, Jess.
You know, Tim, I'm looking at the Black Lives Matter website, and if you click on their about page and you click on what we believe, it backs up what you're saying.
Exactly.
You can see that they've been co-opted by the left, that name, okay? They've been co-opted by the Marxist Party of Death left. And here's some of the highlights that I'm looking at when you click on their about page. It says, all Black Lives Matter, regardless of actual or perceived sexual identity, gender identity, gender expression. What? Next bullet. We make space for transgender. Yep. Next bullet. We do the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege. Next bullet. We dismantle the patriarchal practice. That's Western civilization. That's Catholicism. Next bullet.
Yep.
We foster a queer affirming network. Next bullet. We are free. We are freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking. Tim, this is a Marxist grab of this movement, Black Lives Matter, which, again, just the name itself already has racist underpinnings because, you know, I remember back in the 70s and 80s, they were trying to recruit me to Viva la Raza and Chicano Party. I saw right through that. I said, I'm not a racist, man. I'm a Catholic, man. We're saved by grace, not race. And so I rejected all those, you know, college recruitment efforts by Mecha, Viva la Raza, Chicano Party, Brown Pride. This is the same thing that I rejected when I was a young man. And you look at their website, it really has nothing to do with race. It's just a Marxist front and using their name as a wedge issue. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't say it any better. They're a Marxist front group. They're a George Soros-backed front group. And identity politicians... identity politics implementers are the racists. And as you find with all racists, I was doing an interview with a state senator from Missouri who was telling me all about Ferguson right before I came on just now with you guys. Mm-hmm. All identity politicians are the actual racists who unfairly privilege, nowadays it's black over white, in name, in the title of something. He was talking about not just the title of Black Lives Matter. He was talking about some policy initiatives in Missouri. And that's racism, right? To say that black is better than white. And then when it comes to setting aside the monies or getting the outlays, then they're not even being true to the identity politics. Then they're going back and favoring like white employees. So it's like racism upon racism upon racism. We're all, in Christ, there's neither Greek nor Jew.
Amen.
Right? Don't take it from me. I couldn't care. Look at me, people. I couldn't care less about your race. And now they're trying to make colorblindness, which used to be the ideal of it still is the ideal of non-racism, but it used to be the popular ideal of non-racism. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make colorblindness racist. Literally, they say, oh, if you don't care about my culture, I'm sorry, I don't care about your culture. I don't have enough time. I care about America, right? I do care that America comes first in a national legislative agenda. And I care more than that. I care about Catholicism first. But I really just care about Americans from a cultural political perspective. And I care about Catholics worldwide. And I want to convert all the rest of the world. I love all the races, colors, creeds so much that I want to convert them to the one true faith. And that's what people seem to be converging around. But let me say it really clearly for your listeners.
Yeah.
If you're not really strong on this, you know, I mean, they came for me. They came for my job. Abby had just had surgery. You know, I don't have insurance. If I started waffling, this is the pragmatic reason not to do that. Then people aren't attracted. You have to be strong.
That's right.
So if they come after you, and they will, if you speak out with any volume at all, then there's the principle. You got to do this because Jesus wants us to stick up for the truth always. That's the principle. You don't think of the consequences there. But then you're also human. You can think of the pragmatic ramifications of what you do. Both are bad if you sell out. If you Drew Brees it, easy breezy it,
yeah,
right?
I get
you
it.
Just people don't respect it. You sell out. It's wrong. And you look like a gutless coward, or you're shown to be the gutless coward you are if you back down. If they come for you, stay strong.
Yep.
We'll circle the wagons.
Tim, let me mention something to set the record straight. Your book, Retrogrades, which I want people to get, was released in March. And in the book, you clearly state that there is no room for racism in the conservative movement, which makes it kind of funny, Tim, because they're painting you as a racist. Now, you just told me you're not, but your book states it. So what goes there?
Well, I said I would do one local interview, right? Because yeah, they're howling for my blood in my not small hometown of Bakersfield. And I said, I'll do one local interview. And I did it on the basis of the fact that this guy covered our big priest scandal last summer, molestation scandal. He's the only one that covered it fair and square. Here in Bakersfield, we're like a hometown jury. If they like you, you know, no one was coming down hard enough on this guy. They're coming down unjustly hard on me. Mm-hmm. But so I said, I'll go on your show, the Richard Bean Show, because I thought you played it fair. And then right when I started the interview, I had to own this guy. Mm-hmm. I really did. And I just kind of jumped on him. He came into the interview with no facts. He kept saying that I'd made these BLM comments in front of students. I was like, I haven't been in the classroom since March, man. This is on Twitter.
Give me a break.
He didn't get it. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. And they you know, at the level of, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's Bakersfield. Local news, local research journalism ain't the best. And they don't even like take a glance through my book. They're trying to make me sound like a racist. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm currently promoting a book. I came out with this book around the same time as Jesse with his. And I'm currently promoting a book with all my arduous labor, where one of the rules for Retrogrades is that racism has no place on the ascendant rising tide of the new American conservatism, which is Christian faced, right? Particularly Roman. We want to make it Roman Catholic. And they're just like, oh, they're just caught like a deer in the headlights in these interviews because they're so bad at researching. But yes, you're right, Jess, Terry. Mm-hmm.
Tim Hawken, we want to keep you on, but we also want people to know that you have six kids. You have a special needs child.
That's right. We've
and I know you set up a GoFundMe page, but you said there were some problems there. How can people make a donation so you can make sure you stay afloat till you move to your next vocation that God calls you to? How can people help out Tim Gordon, our brother in Christ?
Thanks, Jesse. It's timothyjgordon.com. Go to the donate button there. GoFundMe's corrupt, and they'll steal the money. TimothyJGordon.com.
Hey, Tim, why don't you really tell me what you think? That's why we like you, brother. You don't have it, you know, it's not, there's no filter on you, brother. We'll be right back with Tim Gordon talking more about the issues of the day on the Virgin Most Powerful Radio, the Terry and Jesse Show.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing at least and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio, this is UFC Catholicism, Ultimate Faithful Catholics. Tim Gordon is a UFC Catholic.
That's right.
He's an Ultimate Faithful Fighting Catholic. And this is a man that just doesn't talk the talk. He walks the walk. He's paying the price for being a faithful Catholic. He's been dismissed from a Catholic high school after teaching there for several years. And I'm sure just talking to him, can you imagine, Terry, just the blessing it is to be a student, a high school student under this young man, the erudition that comes out, the perennial teachings of the church. But because he's a faithful Catholic, he's paid the price. He's made a true statement about Black Lives Matter. You could just do a little search on the internet and you can see that Black Lives Matter is funded by George Soros.
That's right.
It's supported by Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. Soros also funds MoveOn.org. Soros is a socialist, atheist, billionaire who wants to disrupt countries and societies and implement socialism. And Tim is one of those young, strong voices in the church today, one of the young John the Baptist that speaks the truth in charity. Tim, is there any possibility that the diocese may come to their senses and say, you know what, we acted too hastily, here's your job back, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa?
Well, first off, you're speaking Latin, so the diocese wouldn't know what you're talking about, Jesse. No, they don't. Look, man, we're already at lawyers trading yeah. demand letters. So this thing, it gets ugly. And here's the thing. Let me restate again. It was a very small dissident anti-Catholic, ideologically anti-Catholic group of my students I ever taught. I think it's well under half that signed the petition. Embittered families that want the Catholic school, Garces Memorial, the only Catholic high school where I taught, to continue as it was before I got there. It's a legacy school in a Bakersfield way. It's a legacy school where it was supposed to be fun, good times, rich kids, of coloring book religion classes, where a teacher that was there before me would literally just tell them stories for an hour about like being a pilot. No joke. I'm not exaggerating that one. So I came in and people didn't know what the hell was going on. You know, I'm like, okay, look, we're going to go through, the Roman Catechism. We're going to study church history. We're going to study Aristotle. We're going to, study these primary texts from the councils. We're going to study encyclicals. People didn't know, but then I got a following, as a kind of, not just a cult figure at the school, a legitimate following of Bakersfield. You two both know is a politically conservative area. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what the heck I was doing being a political conservative who's also a theological conservative, but a lot of the political conservative parents who were learning about theological conservatism, saw these two things go together and they really liked me. So I had a lot of support. A lot of the political conservatives said, if Tim Gordon gets fired, our money and our kids stop going there. A lot of the donors too, not just tuition funds. Mm. So they're really in a heap of trouble now because I was the face of the school. They're using me and I had some good soldiers in the theology department. They're using me to palliate the atypical parents at big diocesan schools who are usually kind of liberal. We were atypically conservative. And then on the other hand, they had some of the other faculty saying the normal abortion's good and all that. And some of those people have since been, you know, are gone. But the point is they're kind of trying to keep two balls up at once, juggling. And it was bound to eventuate where you have to pick sides. So they didn't, the admin at the school, principal, vice principal, never hated me. We had a friendly enough relationship. This came from the diocese, from the superintendent's office, and I haven't heard from the principal or vice principal, not tremendously loyal to me, but it wasn't your typical situation. They didn't always hate me. They liked how a lot of the Catholic donors who were learning to be theological conservatives really supported me. So it's a very, very interesting situation from a human perspective. I'll just say that. But yeah, I'm a fighter, and you're never going to shut me up.
Yeah. So basically, it's going to be settled in the courts, and you've already signed, if I understand, a contract for this coming year. Is that a fair statement, Tim?
Yes, I had. And sorry, I gave a long-winded answer to Jesse's question.
Sure.
No, it wouldn't work. It's too ugly. It's like a front page news story here in Bakersfield. Mm-hmm. And it was on all of the TV news coverages of going into the weekend. Mm-hmm. So it would be incredibly weird and awkward. There's no going back at this point.
Got it.
I have my website, and I'm on to greener pastures.
Yep.
And I'll be announcing what the plan is, you know, in the next weeks here. Yep. But no, it's too much. I've gone through a few of these things, and they stood by me. And this one, it's not the furthest out on the limb I've been on, you know, so to speak. I've said crazier things than BLM is a FBI terrorist organization, and they chose to end it here. And they're going to pay the price for it, at least in terms of community support.
Tim, one thing I will mention, because I know you enough to know that St. Thomas Aquinas, you brought him into teaching kids how to think with Aristotle. And this is something that's not being done in a lot of schools. And so I would imagine that's also a mark against you. If you're a liberal and you're out there teaching people how to think rather than just react, that's a problem for liberals.
Yes. Yes, it is. And this is arguably why any prophet gets killed, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a prophet, by the way, but, you know, not just religious ones. Socrates, why does he get killed?
Yep.
You know, Jesus, the ultimate priest, prophet, king, why is he killed? Why is any prophet unappreciated in his hometown, which those words have renewed meaning for me the last few days. Because while globally there's a kind of Platonic thing, pardon the abstractness for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
When you're preaching these ideas of the truth, Thomism, the closest thing to a true ideology under the sun.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
People out of your city that realize you're just some abstraction to them. Hey, what this guy's saying is mathematically correct. It's Platonic. It's out there. But people in your city are just like, hey, I knew this guy, you know, when he skinned his knee in first grade. He's saying something really different because the mob always embraces untruth. So it's different, and we've seen this guy, you know, before he was potty trained or whatever, so he can't be some great thinker. So it's different. We don't like that, and, you know, we've seen this guy at his youngest and most vulnerable, so we don't think it's different and true. So they just scoff at you.
Yeah.
And it's really wild to
this
watch.
This is Terry Barber. Oh, boy, we got a little. Tim, let me mention something.
This is Terry Barber.
I want to thank you for supporting Virgin.
We're having a little
bit of
a
problem here. Tim, I just want to invite people to come, for you to come to the Catholic Men's Conference. Tim Gordon will be there with Jesse Romero. If you like what you're hearing right now, I don't care if you're in New Jersey listening, we're at East Coast, you can still join us because it's going to be a virtual conference. You can go onto our YouTube channel or our app to listen to the conference. Go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org to try and find out, not just to register for the conference. Also, after that conference, the following week, Steve Ray will be joining us with a virtual tour of the Holy Land, and you don't have to get on a plane to do that either. But, Tim, let me just finish this way. How can, one more time, because I got another topic we want you to stay on top of here with us, but I want to give one more pitch to have people support what you're doing. Can you give us your website, how people can send donations? Because you've got six kids. You got one special kid. I've seen your family. Folks, right here, support Tim right now by going to what website, Tim?
Thanks, man. TimothyJGordon.com. We got a donate button up there. It's better than GoFundMe. TimothyJGordon.com. Thank you guys so much.
Got it. Jess, let's move to another topic that Tim, I'm sure, has something to say about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm holding Tim's book. It's called Rules for Retrogrades, 40 Tactics to Defeat the Radical Left. Tim, what things should we apply right now, or what are you applying in your present situation from what you've written? And right now we have two violent groups out there that are well-funded. Yep. You have Black Lives Matter, and who, by the way, if people don't think, you know, they're a violent group, have you ever heard them chant, you know, pigs on a blanket, fry them like bacon, pigs on a blanket, fry them like, amongst other things they chant.
That's right? True.
And we also have Antifa. Now, most of the Antifa anarchists are Caucasian kids.
Yep.
So you have Black anarchists and Caucasian anarchists out there trying to disrupt the social order and bring us disorder. From your book, Rules for Retrogrades, what tactic are you applying right now for your situation on the micro? And what tactics should Catholics apply from your book on the macro in this time that we find ourselves in of social disorder from Black Lives Matter and Antifa?
Good question.
Great question. Rule number one, and thank you for asking it, Jesse, because it's a good plug. Rule number one, always be on offense. Go look at my Twitter account over the last week. I'm always on offense. Rule number, I forget, never apologize. Unless you've committed a mortal sin. Never apologize, right? So never pull a Drew Brees sellout. That's what I said. I'm doubling down on it. I'm going to explain it even better, and I'm going to say it even louder. Circle the wagons. That's what you good people out there have been doing, supporting me. What you have to understand, I want everyone out there to say it with me. Nuanced viewpoint discrimination. Get this word in your vocabulary. It's nuanced viewpoint discrimination. Viewpoint discrimination is what's proscribed by the First Amendment. So the public sector, the government, is not allowed to, enact prior restraints on your free speech. So they can't say, don't say that before you say something. So what the tyrannical Marxists and despots out there are currently doing in the streets, groups like BLM, is they are attacking your free speech through your job, through doxing you, through scaring you with physical street violence, with telling Catholics, don't talk about your faith. It used to be that has no place on the courthouse. Now it's, you can't even say you're Catholic out loud on the streets. So they're discriminating against us through the private sector. And there's only one way that we can combat that. It's by circling the wagons around conservatives, have a little kind of virtual community where it's like, I'm only going to buy with this guy. I'm going to deal with this guy. I'm going to support Tim because he's in hot water. And people have been great. They're supporting me. So I will be able to have a life. But who I care about are the guys out there that are gutsy teachers that speak up the way I did, but they don't have a footprint in the media, that don't have friends like Terry and Jesse.
Tim, let me jump in. Patrick, we got to take a quick break right now. We'll come right back with you on the Terry and Jesse Show.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
We got Tim Gordon here. He's definitely doing what St. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6. He's putting on the belt of truth, and he's doubling down because he knows he's armored up with the armor of God. Tim, you know what seems to be in vogue right now? To side with liberal causes. And I say that because, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, they all took a knee in Congress yesterday. Two Black Lives Matter for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. They were all wearing this kente cloth. I guess it's like an African stole or something like that. And they basically said that, we're bending our knees to Black Lives Matter. You know, we hear you. We're with you. You also see Mayor Garcetti in Los Angeles, second largest city in the country, who's defunded the Los Angeles Police Department. I can just imagine the way the crime is going to escalate as soon as that takes place. And you just see all over the country, I mean, again, professional athletes just, you know, retracting their statements and basically kowtowing to these Marxists. This is what Black Lives Matter is. These are Marxists, Antifa, they're Marxists. They want to promote social disorder. Let me ask you a question, Tim. I mean, isn't that kind of the thing that's in vogue to line up with liberal causes and you'll be liked? But you've taken one of the most unpopular positions in the U.S. It's like, you know, passing gas in church and stuff. What you've done, you've done one of the most unpopular things on planet Earth. You kicked the hornet's nest, and I'm telling you, Tim, you got my respect, brother, and my prayers and my love.
Comment? Thanks, brother. Oh, we've always had nothing but mutual love and respect and prayers between us. I thought you and I might have some of these Antifa kids to fight, literally and figuratively, when we spoke in Portland together late last year. Terry, Jesse, sorry, I keep calling you guys.
That's all right.
So this is a picture that on my podcast, people have asked me, why do you have that up, man? This is a throwaway side character, small character in The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. His name is Colonel Sherburne. So when I had a band, a quite successful rock band high school and college, we'd play out, toured all over the country. It was called Sherburne. It was called after Colonel Sherburne. He takes on a mob in just one of the little towns that Huck and Jim travel through. And he stands down the mob and he gives what I think is one of the greatest dispatches, verbal dispatches. It's a soliloquy of a mob of all time. He comes out and he says, look, you're not going to do anything. The average man's a coward. I'm going to read it on my show today.
Good.
The average man's a coward. I've lived in the North and I've lived in the South, and I've seen the average all around. The average man's a coward. That's just part of the speech. We read it at the beginning of my rock group, first track of our first album. And this is what you got to do. This is what – and now he's not actually a virtuous character, though this is what we call as literature teachers – this is an authorial intrusion by Twain's just putting his words directly into the mouth of this guy who's not actually virtuous in other ways. But it's one of the all-time greatest speeches. And my point is this. conservatives and Christians are cowards, most of them. Okay. I'm sorry that it's just a fact. Okay.
I'll give you an example, Tim. The Bishop of El Paso, Texas, and all his staff, they got down on their knees for Black Lives Matter. And the Bishop of Washington has asked all his priests to go and protest against the president. They're kowtowing. Yeah, they have no spine. You know what? We as Catholics, the Bible says we bend our knee to Christ and Christ
only,
alone, not to man.
Christ alone. Yes.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, Christ in the crucifix, Christ in the Eucharist.
Amen.
I bend my knee to Christ alone. I actually need that passage in the Bible. I didn't know that was a direct scriptural quote, but this is what I'm saying. Yeah. These are half a man cowards, and it's really true. It's a few in the many problem. There are the few that realize intellectually and in their will, just tell me what to do, Lord, and I'll go do it. Give me the truth, and I'll go do it. I don't care what the ramifications are here. I'm laughing. I've been laughing all weekend. I had news stories being on all three major local TV networks around town when I was out of town. Newspaper front page article calling me a racist. It's not, which is laughably untrue. You just gotta laugh. If you don't laugh, you cry. And it doesn't deter me at all. It makes me stronger. It completes the brand, you know. I mean, it really completes the retrograde brand. And I've literally, some people think I'm playing 4D chess, man. I've literally been using this new book that I'm promoting to get through this thing, and the rules freaking work.
Good.
It's amazing. It's the ultimate promotional scheme.
Tim, let me jump in one more time. You're going to be on a men's conference with Jesse again, June 13th. That's this Saturday. And I want everybody, women, men, whoever, just come to it. You're going to learn a lot by going to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Tim, I want to ask, at the beginning of the show, we said we have a PhD in common sense, and common sense ain't that common right now. Now, we have a article here that says there's the war on the police. Jesse just mentioned they're going to fire all the defunding of the policemen in the second largest city in America because of, you know, what they call racism. And let me ask you a question. You're a teacher. Why, if that makes sense, if a teacher went and killed some student, does that mean we fire all the teachers? No. I'm just asking myself, Tim, what is the thought process of a liberal-minded culture when they say a bad cop, that means all cops are bad? Where are they getting that thought process from, my brother?
They say all cops are bastards. That's what that ACAB, they spray it everywhere.
Right.
And there's some worse things than that.
Yeah, I won't say that. But yeah, go ahead. I know which one you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they are – it's the – look, Marxists are geniuses.
Yes.
I mean, the ones running the schemes. And they're brave. I mean, they're evil, but they're brave, and they really have an intricate network set up that's very smartly set up. I mean, Alinsky is smart. That's why we wrote the book.
Rules for Radicals. Yep.
Rules for Radicals. So they're just good at what they do, and we conservatives are very bad. Very bad.
Well said.
Very weak, very cowardly at what we do.
I agree.
So, yeah, that's just part of your question. That's just part of their scheme. They know that. They know that, look, 9 unarmed black men were killed by cops all of last year. 9. That is not an institutional problem. And unarmed does not mean unjustified killing.
Right.
Really, all of them except for one are clearly justified. Either they're technically unarmed if they're going for your gun, like Michael Brown, or he just committed a robbery, a theft with force. So it's 9 in the whole country. There's no institutional problem there.
Right.
But conservatives who are disgusting low cowards, most of them, are afraid to say that because they think that they'll be branded a racist. And they think that there's power in being branded a racist. There isn't if we circle the wagons. It's an old term. Racism isn't a problem anymore in America. I love everyone equally. Pretty much everyone does, aside from people like BLM and the Marxist race baiters. So it just, we can't let it bother us. We have to keep our eyes on the prize, keep fighting. We need Christian fighters on our side, not cowards.
Well said.
Tim, one of the things about the Marxist left is they're mission oriented. And to be honest, they've taken the high ground, even within the institutional church, as much as it pains me to say that.
Yep.
We have a lot of Marxists in our church at this point in time. And give us the last 2-3 minutes. personally, what does Tim Gordon do to keep his eye on the price, keep his eye on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith? What are you doing personally in your interior life, your spiritual life, some of the basic stuff that you're doing just to keep grounded and keeping your eyes on the cross?
Praying and fasting, and remembering, as my good friend Chris Plant says, that basically the story of the New Testament is that the church, it employs all of this military imagery, right? The church militant. There's so much, you know, the social kingship of Christ is a military structure. Mm-hmm. And the left also ingeniously falsely dichotomized being a Christian with being a fighter. Being a Christian is not only not opposed to being a fighter, it actually calls us to this.
Absolutely.
So when you're persecuted for Jesus, he loves you all the more.
Amen.
And when you fight for Jesus, we don't have the same political situation that Christians did in, you know, when Nero was setting fires to the Trastevere neighborhood in 67 AD and blaming us for it. We have enough where if I can be a leader of a cultural movement, and, you know, we have to link arms with Protestants and secular conservatives as well. That's kind of what phase of Rules for Retrogrades I'm in now. We have the political situation, unlike the Christians in the first century, we can fight back. So Christians are not pacifists, go read Aquinas. If you're in a position where you can actually win, we're supposed to fight back and retake Christendom. And that's what I'm literally trying to do. So people need to see someone lead by example. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not afraid. I'm a fighter. And I always want to be on offense. And I always will be. And this is just the first step.
Got it.
Watch me work.
Tim, give us your website and the show you do once a week. Give our listeners an opportunity to follow you.
My website is the one where you can make a donation is timothyjgordon.com. That's fresh up. My YouTube channel is also Timothy Gordon, or just Rules for Retrogrades, same title as the book. And I actually try to get in 3 podcasts a week.
Oh, good. Good.
And YouTube shows. This is the podcast version and the YouTube show, but try to get in 3.
Wow.
I've been very busy lately,
yeah.
But I'm going to have some time on my hands. So I'm trying to really grow that and maybe do this full time because I've gotten a lot of support.
Excellent.
And honestly, a lot of people are like, you're fired now. Do this full time. This is what we want.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think the Daily Wire is calling you to be the Catholic component.
There you go. The Daily Wire.
Hey. They got Matt Walsh and they got Michael Knowles. I went on Knowles' show the other day. He's been a great friend. He's a great, great dude. We've attended Mass together, and I might talk to Matt Walsh, I might not, but yeah, what do you explore all options.
Excellent.
Look, everyone fight. We're always in the fight. We're always in the fight for Christ. Keep your motives pure. Pray, fast, hit your rosary,
Amen.
Keep it with you, and buy tons of guns.
Tim, when you show up on our men's conference Saturday, June 13th, give us a teaser for the people who want to join you. Give us a teaser. What are you going to be talking about, brother?
I mean, honestly, I'm going to be going into some more detail about the questions you've asked here today.
Sure.
Look, people need a leader at this time. I looked around and I thought, why not me?
Sure.
You know, I talk tough and people are used to that, but now they get a chance to see me be
good.
Tough.
Good, Tim.
Take on these cowards. We need to organize ourselves the way the left, the atheist secular left has organized themselves.
Absolutely.
This is what I'm going to be talking about.
Tim
We're
Gordon.
A military.
We'll be on for June 13th, the men's conference. Go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Go ahead, Jeff.
My talk on Saturday, I'm going to show Prayer is Carpet Bombing. Prayer is Carpet Bombing.
I love
bombing.
It, Jeff.
That's what I'm going to talk about.
Great, and then we've got Ruben Novak also speaking. Up next, we have the Bible with the Barbers. It's going to be a fascinating topic. We're going to be talking about the Rosary and the Bible, which came first. Tim, thanks again for joining us here at the Terry and Jesse Show, brother. God love you.
God bless you.
Jesse, what state should we be living in, brother?
State of grace. Don't live in the state of mortal sin. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen. Thanks again. God bless you and keep your faith. Up next, the Bible with the Barbers.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. Oh my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.